Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Welcome everyone. This is Author Academy Elite's 7th anniversary, and I'm super excited today to be talking to our Author of the Year for 2018. My name is Deborah Hayes. I'm the Chief Admissions Officer for Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, and this is Faye Bryant, our 2018 Author of the Year for her book, Louise. So I'm super excited today to talk to Faye and share her with you. And share the book. But first of all, I want to highlight some of the things that happened during 2018. We had a growth spurt. I mean, truly, it was a growth spurt. Lots of firsts happened. And so many firsts happened around conference time. So I'm going to really focus in on some of those. And you were there, obviously. Mm-hmm. So if you want to share some of the things you remember as well. One of the things that's very obvious is we outgrew the Quest Center where we were having the conferences for years. It wouldn't hold us anymore. So this was our first year of having Igniting Souls Conference at the Hilton at Polaris. And I mean, it was amazing. We almost filled that up, you know, that we went from small to huge, you know, within 12 months. So that was one first. In addition to that, that was also the first year that we had the largest Barnes & Noble book signing in the history of Barnes & Noble. There were over 70 Author Academy Elite authors invited to participate in this book signing at Barnes & Noble. So that was super exciting. I was there. You were there.
I was.
Yeah, you were. So what were some of your memories of that book signing?
Crazy, chaotic. Scary, amazing.
it was all of that. It was chaotic. Yeah. It was an organized chaos.
Right.
You know, it's like there was just authors everywhere. We got an opportunity to speak. It was just so exciting. The other thing is that's the year we started Fire Ring. So Fire Ring, I was there at the conference as well. So we moved, for those of you who don't know what Fire Ring is, that's our mastermind, annual or year-long mastermind sessions. With Carrie in partner Fire Ring, Daphne Smith has personal growth, and Nikki Klagel does business growth. So we've got three divisions of 12 months of amazing, amazing learning challenges and just taking yourself and your business to another level through our Fire Ring. So that started in 2018. Also, that was the first year for Author Elite Awards. And Author Elite Awards is not just to promote our own authors. This is a global award ceremony that publishers, authors from all over the world submit to. So that was the first year. It was beautiful. We got to dress up in our nice dresses. The guys wore tux. I mean, it was just the first year for that. It was great. And then also that was the first year that we had a true international meeting of Igniting Souls. So Carrie traveled to the UK in November and met with the authors at the UK in London. And so we got to kind of watch his travel there, and he did a lot of live streams with the authors in the UK. So that was exciting to go global with. So do you have any other memories of, I know that was when Louise was published, but from your perspective, what did that growth spurt look like to you?
Well, you know, that was my first year in. I joined it in December of 17. And, you know, so I was experiencing all of it as a new member. And I was just amazed at, even though AAE was experiencing these growth spurts and these new things, it was like there was still this togetherness, you know, that there's still this family feel amongst the whole thing. And so I really appreciated that. you know, the going to conference, oh my word. You know, that was just me. I told Carrie in the hallway that year, I said, you know, this is like trying to drink from a fire hydrant. But, you know, there was so much to see people that you could meet, authors that you'd already read their books or that you'd been talking to on coaching calls. And it was like, wow, it was just amazing.
Right. And it truly has become like a family reunion every year to get back together with, because the authors become friends. Not only do they become friends, but they support each other. They cross promote each other. So it's just a beautiful, beautiful unity in the tribe. And it mm-hmm. does obviously flourish at conference. So let's talk about Faye Bryant. Where are you located, Miss Faye?
I am so blessed to live just outside the Great Smoky Mountains here in East Tennessee. Florida girl, born and raised, and then I got to move up here.
Well, that's so interesting because I grew up in the Smoky Mountains and now I live in Florida. So
you got it backwards.
We switched places. So for those of you who follow Faye on Facebook, she has her little tagline is comfy chair with a view, which I know exactly where she lives, and she truly does have a beautiful view of the Smoky Mountains from her place. But talk a little bit about the comfy chair and how important it is to create your environment to write in.
You know, when I wrote my first book, which is not an AA publication, but when I started on that, I would write anywhere. And there was a lot of the having to capture it when I did rewrites and trying to get it ready. And, you know, it's each day I start in the comfy chair and I start with some Bible study and praying and more Bible study. And now I write a devotion every day from there. Okay. Well, 6 days a week. And, you know, it's just when I go to that place, everything else is gone. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in that place. It's kind of like when I hit that chair, time and space is gone. That the time that I have there is just rich and it's so productive. And I just kind of get lost in it.
Right.
And it's there that ideas can come. You know, that things will start to gel together. And that's so important when you're trying to put together a book, nonfiction or fiction, you know, you have to have that place where you can put all those thoughts and ideas together.
Right. And it's that one consistent place that, like you said, when you sit down, it's like everything else disappears. Mm-hmm. And it's so important. That's some of the tips that you learn in AAE is learning to create that space for your head and your writing. So tell us about your book, Louise, that you published in 2018. Do you have a copy there?
I do.
Of course you do. Here it is.
Right here. And I love the cover. I'm so blessed by it. You can see it's basically a big old cotton field and this little girl walking down it. This little girl is based on my grandmother.
Okay.
Louise is based on my real life grandmother. Mm-hmm. And you know, she lost her mother just a year after she was born. And, you know, so she grew up without that mom. She had some stepmothers, but when when the first stepmother died, Louise's sister, who was 8 years older, became the mom.
Okay.
Until she turned 16 and got married. So Louise is 8 years old and becomes mom.
Oh, wow.
And that was just the beginning.
Right.
You know, so she endured. It is a fiction work, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, the characters of my life are there. I show up in it. But, you know, it's just looking at the things of her life. And then there's two others in this series that show that three women, three generations, endured so many of the same things and came through them with a faith intact.
Wow. That's awesome. So you have all three books finished now?
I have Louise.
You have here. Louise.
Mm-hmm. Here's Elena. That's the one that's based on my mother's life.
Okay.
And Beth is the third, and that's based on my life, and it is still in the works.
Okay.
Hopefully out by June.
All right. So you are indeed a fiction series writer in Author Academy Elite.
Yes.
So, well, obviously, if it's about your grandmother, that book had been burning in you for a while. So what was your life like before you found Author Academy Elite?
Well, you know, I knew that I was supposed to write this book. I thought it was going to be just one book. And I even had the title Grandma, Mom, and Me. But I tried writing it and it was like, I couldn't put three sentences together. I'm like, I'm not a fiction writer. I can't do this. It's just not working. And so I just stuck it on a shelf and I gave up on it. And then in 2017, I looked at joining in NaNoWriMo and I said, I'm going to do this fiction book. I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. And so I signed up and I did it. Got past the 50,000 words in that 1 month and realized that Grandma, Mom, and Me was going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 150,000 words.
Oh, wow.
Which would be like War and Peace, you know. So I thought this probably ought to be three books. Well, about, you know, that's in November. And I think it was like the first week of December, I was on one of Carrie's webinars talking about Author Academy Elite. And I was like, this is what I need. I need to get this book published because I had done one before, like I said, and it just kind of, it's there on Amazon and it's, meh. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I was like, well, if I'm going to do this, I want to do it right. I want to have it in stores. I want to have it, you know, not just on Amazon. I want to have it everywhere. Yeah. And I want it to be bigger and better. And I want it, you know, I wanted more.
So how did you know that Author Academy Elite was the right fit to make that happen?
Well, I had known Carrie for a while. I knew him back when he was a pastor.
Okay.
And actually, we don't tell everybody this, but actually I got to help proof part of Your Secret Name.
Nice.
It's, you know, something fun. But, you know, I knew and trusted Carrie. Mm-hmm. And the more that I heard him talk and the more the dream went on, talking about turning my book into an ebook, an audio book, you know, and into possibly helping people through coaching programs and masterminds and other things, and, you know, learning these 18 streams of income. And I was like, how much this story could not only, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, the money and everything would be great, but how many people could be helped by all of that? And I just saw this thing blossom. And so I was like, okay, I've got to do this.
Right. And Carrie he is such a man of integrity. And I've told people so many times, it's one thing to find someone that says, I believe in you. It's another thing to find someone that says, I believe in you and let me show you how.
Yes.
You know, so he took it more than just the, you know, I believe in you, but here's the step by step of how to make that happen.
Yes.
So speaking of the step by steps, Author Academy Elite does take an author from the very beginning of just the idea of having a book all the way through writing, publishing, and marketing. What was your favorite step in that process?
Probably the cover design.
Okay.
You know, I had this picture. I mean, I wish I still had it with me, but I had a little sticky note that had this picture, a nice little stick figure drawn on it. I knew I wanted the cotton field. I knew I wanted the creek. I knew I wanted the dirt road and the little girl. And learning how to get that done when I'm great at stick figures, mm-hmm. it was really cool. And the whole process was amazing. And that you can then take what you've seen in design into the tribe and show them and get their responses before you're locked into one cover. It's just amazing. I enjoyed that very much.
And sometimes when you're so close to the project, it is good to have other eyes just to see how it's going to be received in the world.
Right. So, and you know, our tribe is many ages. Mm-hmm. I mean, we cover the whole spectrum. And so, you know, what I think would look great, one of these younger people at age 20 would look at it and go, what is that? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, having that whole group saying, you know, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, are you sure you want to do this? And then, you know, coming up with what I had, it's cool. You get to enjoy in that part of the process, you really get to plug into the tribe vibe. You get to sense they get to sense your excitement and to share it and to bounce it back to you. And that's just awesome.
And the beauty of that is we have a lot of truth tellers. I mean, most of the tribe are truth tellers. So it's like, speak the truth in love.
Yes.
You know, it's like, if they do see something on your cover that's like, oh, you want to maybe think about this, or, you know, so it very good feedback. We don't have just a lot of people that say, oh, that looks good. No, they really want the best for you.
Yes.
And so they're truth tellers.
Right. It's never ooh, that's gross, kind of a condemnation kind of a thing. It's truly a group of people working together to present the most excellent work that we can.
Right. Right. So what would be your takeaway? You've gone through the process. Now you have your book in hand. What would be your takeaway, the biggest takeaway from going through the process of Author Academy Elite?
Don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
I did it, and I've seen several tribe members do this too. When you get to, you start going through the missions, the mini missions to get to where you're going. And it's like, you know, we all want it to all be done. We want that microwave thing. We want it done, published out there, but there's a process. And this process has been proven over and over and over to work. So even though you want to jump ahead and do this and do this, just wait and follow the steps, it's a great process. If you work the system works.
Exactly.
That's probably the biggest one.
Right. And it is, it's excitement, you know, it's just, you get so excited when you get in the process, but truly it is a step-by-step.
Yes.
And that's a great takeaway, is just take the steps as they come. You can learn from the people that are a few steps ahead of you as far as ordering your thinking, or, you know, especially on the coaching calls, if someone asks a question and they're maybe a step or two ahead of you, you can listen to the answer and kind of apply it as far as thoughts, but don't move around, you know, just stay in the process.
Right. Right. And that's, you know, that's one I always tell anybody that's working through their, you know, that's just getting started. I tell them, look, don't neglect the coaching calls. Even if you don't have a question at that point, mm-hmm. get on the call and listen, because I can't tell you how many times I didn't have a question. I'd just get on and listen, and the encouragement, you know, you get somebody on there and you can even hear the nervousness in their voice, and they're asking this question that they are sure that nobody else has ever asked. Uh-huh. And our coaches are just so kind and tender and gentle in answering that question and helping them see the best way. And it's encouraging to stop and listen to that, even if it isn't directed to you.
It is. Totally agree with you. I love the coaching calls. So now let's talk about, after the book has been out, what has been your biggest win since publication?
Hearing people say, I identify with Louise or with another character, and this really helped me.
Awesome.
To know that the words that I wrote have helped people understand how to handle making an apology for a really big mess up, or how to ask for forgiveness, or how to get through grief, you know, all these different things. And so hearing that the words I wrote have helped somebody get through the trauma that they've experienced, that's like awesome.
And where are some of the places that you've heard those words?
You know, I've different folks who have read it. I've had people contact me on Facebook, and I've had people meet me in person, and, you know, just, it's awesome to hear you made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So what's your, some of your goals for the future? Where are you going to go now? Well, obviously well, we've got another book coming. We've got Beth coming.
Got to finish Beth. And yeah. Then I'm hoping, I mean, this is like a way out there dream, crazy, weird, but it could happen, is to see Louise, Elena, and Beth made into either a movie or a mini series.
Okay. Certainly can happen. It yeah. certainly can happen. And what are you doing now with Igniting Souls Publishing Agency?
I have the honor to work for the Ethos Collective arm of Igniting Souls Publishing Agency. I get to help authors develop and produce their own works so that they are producing excellence. I get to do a lot of, I get to do the marketing for them.
Awesome. Awesome. That is great. And that's one of the things I wanted to point out too, because you are a perfect example. Author or Igniting Souls Publishing Agency, we like to grow from within. Mm-hmm. So you started on an interview and now you're helping other people with their books. I started on an interview. So Igniting Souls, we like to grow from our own tribe. So I want to encourage anyone that's out there who's just starting, you know, the book can open a lot of doors. It yes. truly, and it doesn't just have to be book sales, but there's, when we talk about it all the time, there's 18 potential streams of impact and income that a book can have once it's finished. So we really move into those with our authors. We never leave an author in a place where my book is done. Now, what do I do? They always know what their next best steps are going to be. And some of those steps may be helping other authors inside the tribe to yes. fulfill their dreams.
Yeah. Yes.
So, well, thank you, Faye, for joining me today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. And so, is there anything else you want to add or anything, any encouragement you want to give to someone that may be thinking about Author Academy Elite or someone who's in the middle of it?
For somebody thinking about it, let me just say, I did not have the money to do this, but I looked and discovered that I could loan myself money from a retirement fund. Mm-hmm. And so I did that. And there are other ways, you know, that you can make the money. If you have a dream of a book inside you, if you have the material already working itself in your brain, do not hold back that message that people need to hear.
Right.
If you've been given a message, you need to get it out. So do that. For those who are in AAE, some of you are like firecrackers. You're burning. You're going through. Nothing's going to stop you. Keep going. Just keep going. Some of you have decided that you're just going to go slow or that you've even taken a pause. And I would say to you, keep going.
Right.
Keep going. Keep working. Even if you can only work 15 minutes a week in your plan, in your work, keep working, because in the end, your message is going to be out there where it's supposed to be, not stuck just inside you. So keep at it. Don't give up. Don't quit.
That's the beauty of the modules and the process. If you can devote the amount of time that you have to the book and stay on track. You know, one of the hardest things is when you start a project and you only have a little bit of time to work on it. So you get involved in it and you have to step away. Well, when you come back, it's such a mental task of getting back into it, where mm-hmm. the modules keep you on track. So even if you have 15 minutes a day, you know, the next day you're right back your head's in it, you're right back where you were. So
yes,
don't slow down. Don't let time or money be a factor to keep you from it. So if you are listening and you want to talk to us about Author Academy Elite and the dream that's inside you, you can go to authoracademyelite.com/application. There's a few questions there that just let us know a little bit about your book and what you're thinking, and we'll be glad to sit down and talk with you about it. So again, authoracademyelite.com/application. And again, you're not signing up for anything. You're just giving us your name so we can talk to you about your book and your dream. So again, Faye, thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. And congratulations on being Author Academy Elite 2018 Author of the Year with Louise.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.